Yeah, it seemed like you told me that one, but I don't remember it. And Wally, thank you for the I'll check on the DECA, and John, both of you, I'll check on the DECA when I get back in the house here. KWOJ, let's see, I think, well, Wally, if you're still there, let's go ahead.
Yeah, I'm fighting rain cells here, and I think that that's what my problem is. I think I'm close enough to the Burton repeater that I should be okay, but like I said, visibility a little better now, maybe a half a mile, but nonetheless, it's lots of water up here. Yeah, you won't get a better battery, and you don't have to spend the big bucks for it. You know, like I said, just go in, even O'Reilly, they make batteries for O'Reilly, and you can tell by the sticker on it who made the battery. Some of the batteries are made by JCI, they're imports. There's another company that makes them, and Interstate has whoever they can make their batteries the cheapest, and DECA won't make batteries for Interstate. Interstate thinks that they're bigger than DECA, and it was kind of funny listening to the rep. You know, kind of like how Sean listens to the Motorola reps, the Kenwood reps, all the other stuff. I get to listen to the, you know, the battery reps, and he was telling us the inside story of batteries. So it has to do with the caging, the size of the plate. The biggest thing I remember him saying is the stability of the plate. How well do they keep the plate from moving around? And that has a lot to do with it. Crazy truck drivers. Go ahead, Sean. WADD.